You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Hey, what do y'all think about them off the grid people?
I get it. Yeah, I don't want to live that way, but I mean, I think it's kind of a cool way to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. But there's a couple they're one of the off the grid couples, and they live along the banks of Georgia's Satia River, which looks like just basically swampland.
Okay.
And the woman's name on the TikTok is Kayak Katie. So I guess she makes videos and stuff out there, but that's their mode of travel is okay. A kayak.
Take a kayak.
And they've done this article about her having to work her kayak through gator infested waters. Ooh. Just to take her trash out.
I watched this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, it says that, you know, she goes through the steps each time just, you know, for this task that we all take for granted. She puts on her gator waders. And then she grabs her chihuahua and loads the trash onto the kayak and then heads to the trash dump center. Now, I'm thinking that if you're trying to avoid being eaten by gators, why would you take gator bait onto the boat with you in the form of a chihuahua?
Yeah, she stuffs them right in her, in the front of her waders. Yeah, it seems
crazy.
That's
a little bit better than having it just sit in the boat.
Yeah,
you know, but if you got to, Regan, somebody said you're going to have to get in this boat, this kayak, and get from here to there in gator infested waters. Are you going to stop and go, well, all right, well, let me get my dog?
No. That just doesn't even seem smart.
No.
Yeah. It's,
or maybe it is like you can maybe like sacrifice the dog if it comes to that. Like it's going to be the dog or me.
So you think that's the plan? Is that I'll potentially have to sacrifice the dog?
I mean,
here, go distract him by getting eaten.
Yeah. If it's going to save my life, you know, if they're going to attack something other than me, I'd rather be my dog. It's going to be sad, but
I'm going to be sad you're gone. But
then others would say you could do that with a, you know,
like a raw chicken. Meat. Yeah, I get it.
I just looked at a couple of those TikToks though. That's pretty wild though.
It's like an hour for her to take the trash. I mean, it was crazy.
There has to be a better way.
Yeah, it's all like chest deep water. It's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a better way to do it.
It's a cabin, though, actually in the water. It's cool.
Yeah, it's up on stilts.
Right. It would be a good camp house, not a good house. Yeah, you know, to be living in all the time.
I agree.
You often think that people who do that must just hate the general public.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't sound free to me. You know, I would rather have the limitations of traffic and restaurants and things like that than having to get in a small boat and take the trash out in gator waters. I don't think that's free. That's not freedom.
No, you're kind of a prisoner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but
the freedom comes in the fact that you've created this own quote unquote prison for yourself. This is the way you've chosen to live. So that is complete and total freedom. I've chosen it, so I'm okay with it. It has its setbacks, but that's fine.
Yeah, but that's what I was just saying. For me, the restrictions of living in society outweigh the restrictions of having to worry about getting eaten every time you take the trash out.
I agree.
And 100%. The mosquitoes. Can you imagine what the bug situation is living on the water like that in the swamp?
No.
Mm.
And no yard. Like, you can't just, like, walk out in the yard and, like, you're up in the water. And if you want to get in that water, it's infested with alligators.
It's not like it's water you can swim in. Yeah. It's not like a pool. You don't cap off the day by having a nice refreshing dip outside for fear of being eaten by alligators.
So, that would be a cool place for a camp, though.
Yeah, for like a long weekend or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. An Airbnb.
Sure.
I'm with you, though. If I'm going to go off the grid, I always think of like, what is the Will Smith movie? Where
Men in Black.
No, the one where...
Independence Day.
No, where...
Ali?
No.
Wild Wild West?
Okay. Not
iRobot.
Gene Hackman and Will Smith, and Gene Hackman lives off the grid at a big warehouse.
Oh, Public Enemy number one or something like
that? Men in Black.
No.
No, not Gene Hackman. That was Tommy Lee Jones.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Hang on.
Enemy of the State.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, it's because Gene Hackman lives off the grid in this huge warehouse. And it's got, like, he's run chicken wire all the way around, and he's got a little room that he works in inside the warehouse, and it's got chicken wire all the way around it because it kills the radioactive frequencies and all this kind of stuff. So he literally lives off the grid in the middle of a city. Still goes out and buys food and all that kind of stuff, but he pays cash for everything. You know, that kind of it's pretty wild, but that's what I always think of. That or living way out in the country with a bus buried in the ground.
Yeah,
right.
Now, those people live off the grid. That's legit. Yeah. And if I was going to live off the grid, I think I'd rather live off the grid way out in the country like that.
Yeah, and somewhere that's pretty and you can actually get outside and do things. Like that guy on that show that lives off the grid by being a cave dweller. I mean, that would drive me nuts.
But if you're living off the
grid. Talk about a weirdo.
You could live off the grid and still have, you know, using solar power and all, you would not want for anything. You'd have plenty of power and everything.
Yeah, look at them Amish.
Yeah. True. Good point.
But I don't understand how, and again, I'm not an expert in the Amish faith, but they're not supposed to use modern day, technologies and electronics and all of that stuff. But at an Amish store, they have cash registers and, you know, tap your credit card, Apple Pay, whatever all that stuff is.
Yeah, I don't know
how do they get by that works. With that one. I mean,
still got to make a dollar.
Yeah, and I wonder what it says in the Bible about men having mustaches that they follow, because they'll have the beard but no mustache attaching to it.
Yeah, is that a religious part of it?
You think it's just fashion? Do they do anything for fashion in the Amish world? I think they've got too much focus on
this is
all that barn raising and milking and stuff.
Working.
A Google search may have found the answer, TJ. It is common for Amish communities to allow the use of telephones. They do not allow them in their home. So it may be you can use the technology to a certain extent in business, but at home, it's not allowed.
Yeah, because it's an Amish store that's not far from here. I mean, they got a restaurant in there and all kinds of stuff. Looks like, you know, big expensive cooking equipment and all that.
Yeah, there's somebody asked.
I guess that wouldn't count as technology.
Yeah, somebody asked a question that they visited a store where they have cash registers and all that appear to be the only. They have electricity, but only appears to run the cash registers. How does that work? And they said it you can do it for certain. I guess for certain things you're allowed to do it, but you can't have it in the home.
Yeah. And you better not spend the night in that store.
Trying to connect to the Wi-Fi.
But I did notice that all of the people that were running the cash registers at this big store were the younger people.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma's making pies in the back and let them kids handle the tap to pay.
Exactly.
That's probably a good call. That was smart.
Because think about it. They've grown up their entire lives without having to deal with that problem. Mm-hmm.
Sure. But, you know, if you're going to live off the grid, do it somewhere that's, you know, pretty.
Yeah.
Amen. Get out of the cave. Get out of the caves. Get out of the swamps. What was that? Was it a Nicholas Sparks book that was turned into a movie about the old girl that lived in the swamp?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What was that called? That was good. A Netflix show, I think. Or no, it was a movie.
It was a
movie.
It was a movie.
You're right.
Killed that dude.
What the hell was that called?
Got away with it.
But I liked that.
The Horsefly Sing or something. Where the Crawdads Sing.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Where the Crawdads Sing. Yeah. There you go.
Was it Nicholas Sparks? It was close enough to his work. To, Delia, we'll give him credit.
Delia Owens.
Say what?
Delia Owens is the one who wrote it.
Oh, so it was a chick. Mm. Oh, never mind.
Okay. This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.